WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Oh, it's Monday night, you know what I mean? It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use carry code ROCKSTOCK in the 49 item shop, because hashtag epic partner, it's the night after WrestleMania. An electric crowd indeed here in Philadelphia. I am the producer, joined this week by one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I figured I'd show up so you didn't have to talk to yourself.
I appreciate it. It's you know, talking to yourself is kind of interesting, but
it makes for a quick stream when you don't have anybody to bounce things off of.
It indeed does. Ooh, this was a show tonight.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, you know, for anybody who's been a regular fan of WWE, you know that the Raw after WrestleMania can really be like a big show. They use it to kind of like, it's kind of like their season, like the reset of the season. Everything kind of resets, gets restarted, and this one did not disappoint.
One, I think the hot crowd had a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is part of the reason why the Raw after WrestleMania is usually as hot as it is. Like 80% of that is because of the crowd.
Yeah. And over the last couple of years, they come out hot. And then the crowd kind of dies off because, well, certain individuals have decided that they don't want to entertain them. So, and we got beach balls. And this year, we didn't have no beach balls.
But there was a beach ball chant.
There was a beach ball chant, ironically.
They were there bouncing around in spirit.
But the one thing this show had, and when you look at it from top to bottom, it was a very simple show.
Yeah, they didn't do, there wasn't anything, like, crazy huge, but they also, like, they weren't resting on their laurels. They did a lot of big things as far as like overall company stuff.
Yeah.
And they kept it simple and entertaining at the same time.
Indeed. We had Shinsuke Nakamura in the ring for a match. His surprise opponent was Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah, that was cool. I guess that's all part of the, you know, advertising for the draft that's coming in 3-4 weeks.
25th and 26th and the 29th. Yeah, not that far away.
Yeah.
But that was cool. Like, would I like to see Ilya and Shinsuke have a 15-minute match? Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a nice little preview of it.
But it was cool, you know, cool to see him on the main roster. I think he'll do all right.
Yeah.
Ilya got the win. And the other NXT standout that came up on this show was Roxanne Perez. She was the surprise opponent for Indy Hartwell.
Yeah. And again, like another good showing from Roxanne, who also had a really good showing over the weekend. So just kind of keeping that momentum going and giving the two NXT champions a little bit of a profile, and like showing that, you know, maybe that's, they're trying to transition that once again more to a third brand versus a farm league.
Yeah. So we saw Ava on the show.
Oh, yes. She... That segue to get into the ring with Indy was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the shot there, yeah. The production, man, I tell you, it's been top-notch. And Hunter talked about it in an interview, I think last night or something. It's only just begun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see in the new directions they'll go now that Kevin Dunn is gone and we're in the Triple H era.
The Leaf Fitting era, as they're calling it backstage with the production, because he's the new director, I guess.
Okay.
Because he came over, because we've seen it with the College Game. He was with College Game Day and ESPN for a while. So you're kind of seeing his like influence coming about. But Roxanne Perez beat Indy Hartwell. They're continuing to tell the Indy Candace story of Candace being a heel and Indy not really wanting that.
Yeah, she doesn't like the way the Candace is going.
No, she does not like that, the way that is going at all. That's a good way to put it. We are Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn on the show.
It was nice. He came out, did a little fan service to the crowd. They had a shot of him showing up to the building with his family earlier today, which was, you know, a nice little way to tie up that whole thing.
Yeah, it was a nice way to tie it all together. He talked about his family. He talked about Gunther. He put Gunther over, 100%, put him over with his historic title reign, but he beat him. That was the clear message. He beat him, and he thanked everybody for being behind him in this chase, including the fans. Talked about Kevin Owens, talked about the fans. Before he could talk about the third man, Imperium's Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci came out, and they weren't happy. They started to go after Sammy. Chad Gable made the save, leading to a pretty good tag team match of Sammy and Chad taking on Ludwig and Giovanni. Sammy and Chad getting a win, and it was Sammy who let Chad sort of get the win with the Chaos Theory.
Yeah, this is the combo setting that up was really nice, hitting the Haluva kick and then going right into it. Yeah. I mean, there was, looked like Vincey got a little bit caught up in there, but he still managed to power him up and get him for the win. It was very, very, that combo is nice.
It was indeed a very nice combo. Chad Gable, or I should say Sami Zayn, was backstage. Chad was pretty much trying to even it up.
Yeah. I gave you that win, so that makes us even, right?
Right? No, but no, we're not even. It's going to be you and me. Basically, he knows what he wanted. He wanted a title match, and it's happening next week in Montreal, Sami's hometown. That environment should be wild.
Yeah. And, I mean, doing that 1 week advertisement of Sammy's going to be in his hometown is a nice way to kind of draw people in.
It is a nice way to draw people in. And it should be a really good match. I would honestly, I'd main event the show next week with it.
I was just about to say, I wouldn't be surprised if they put them on last, just because championship title match, hometown boy Sami Zayn.
So I mentioned we had Ava. She was backstage with the other general managers. This Chelsea Green was very mad about not having her WrestleMania moment.
She got a nice Slammies moment, though.
She did. She got a nice Slammy moment for a little bit, at least. But she wanted to, you know, she wanted her moment, and they kind of worked out, you know, we'll put you in the ring tonight. You go there. We've come up to a decision, an agreement. And boy, did she get an opponent. It wasn't Jade Cargill, who just dropped her really quick work. But Chelsea, like, her facial reactions.
Chelsea Green is, like, doing that character flawlessly. Like,
yeah.
500% flawlessly. Like, one of my favorite things to see, as quote-unquote annoying as it is, she does such a good job being that character. And, like, when Jade picked her up and she's just screaming, she's like, no. And then just gets dropped on her, like, perfect. That if you're gonna give Jade a quick fan service first draw after WrestleMania match, like, Chelsea was perfect for it.
Yeah, for that. You watched her eyes, like, she was screaming, and then the fear when she came down.
Yeah,
that was perfect. But yeah, good use of Jade in this one. We also had a celebration for the new World Heavyweight Champion. And the biggest part of it was, as they're celebrating, the, you know, Rhea and Damian standing tall, R-Truth just happened to show up, and you know, he said he brought the title belts back to Judgment Day.
Yes, he did.
He was very, very excited about doing so, and he knew they're picky about picking up their partners. So he brought out the Miz, and Miz is like, "I don't want to be in Judgment Day, and neither do you." And then basically, it came down to, you know, setting up. I think Judgment Day was one who set the tag match. Truth is like, yeah, we could do a 6-man tag, the three of us versus the three, you know, three versus three. Me, the Miz, and a partner you can't see. They're like,
and Miz is coming in. No, like, we're not talking about little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy. Yeah.
Like, I want to actually be able to see my partner.
Yeah.
And Truth just leaning. He's like, no, it'll be fine. And then, yeah, right before he's about to announce it, boom, attack.
Mm-hmm. So it was a 2-on-3 match for majority of it until John Cena makes his way to the ring so you could actually see him. We had a triple 5-knuckle shuffle followed by a triple AA. Cena and the tag champs get the win. Cena got his match in for the year.
And R-Truth got to live his childhood dream of tagging with his favorite wrestler and childhood hero, John Cena.
And as they, you know, as they may mention that he wasn't a child, but here we are. But yeah, so Cena was on Pat McAfee's show today, basically saying, well, I'm going to do this. I got this obligation, and I'm filming from, like, here until Christmas. So it's like, you do the math, it's like, I don't see him getting his match in, except it happened tonight. There's a lot to the Cena story where we'll talk about at some point where the days are coming to an end, and he said 50, but 50 may be like 48 or 49.
Yeah.
So it's coming, it's going to be sooner rather than later. But this whole setup was good. There was a moment backstage with Dominik and Rhea trying to set up. She wasn't happy that what was going on, and especially with what happened with Andrade. And as all this was going on, Dom's like, I'm going to go talk to Pierce. And then as that happened, Liv Morgan threw a chair right at Rhea Ripley.
Boy, did she. Like, out of nowhere, straight at the dome. Oh, man. And then just beat the holy hell out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Gets pulled away. And this was the lead into that very awesome camera shot.
Yeah.
Dom just like, get out of here. And he's like, okay, I'll go to the ring. It was a nice transition. And yeah, it's nice that we kind of got a little bit of a setup as to what Rhea's going to be doing next.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of had an idea that was going to be the direction because everyone wanted Liv. And now Liv is going to get her moment. But Monday Night Raw opened with a 40-something minute promo. I guess that's the best way to put it. You had Hunter out there. He talked about everything. New era. You had Cody come out. He got praised. Fans chanted for him that he deserved it. Then they've aired a video package that the production team put together for him as they had to use, you know, make do with the screens they could because they don't have the Tron because they brought in 20,000 people into the Wells Fargo Center.
So they rolled out the classroom movie day TV stand.
Yeah, so they could all watch it. So you want to know what we wanted to talk about. He got Samantha Irvin to do the introduction once again. He laid out his goals. He said, basically, they're standing on top of the mountain. He put over Roman Reigns. People chanted to thank Roman. He showed a video of his daughter, being proud for him. And he said he was once undesirable to undeniable, and now he is the undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Cue the Rock. There was a lot of awkwardness in this one.
They were definitely like, they were straddling that line between like heel Rock being a heel and the Rock being the Rock for Dwayne Johnson.
I guess he was more trying to be like, he made mention a bunch of times, I'm just here to give you your flowers. Flowers. But he put him over, talked about Dusty, talked about his own father, talked about a belt that he's wearing. One fan called it fake, and he said, no, it's real, and he put it over from, it was gifted from the Muhammad Ali family. And then they did this awkward exchange of title belts.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Like,
can I see that?
Can I
see yours? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
And like, so the whole time you're like waiting for something,
mm-hmm,
and the exchange goes fine and kind of throws it over his shoulder. I guess it's some sort of foreshadowing of when we have no idea. And then, like, just, here you go. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I think if it was a year ago, or even 6 months ago, the simplicity of it would have been, Cody's response was, the only way you can hold this title is by beating me for it.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a little bit more effective. But I was
waiting for that line, and then he's just like, if I can hold yours. Oh.
Awkward holding of things, and they just stared at each other while holding them, and like there was this the awkward handoff, but it was whatever it was. Basically, it comes down to we're probably going to get Rock and Cody at some point. Yeah. Cody said he believes Rock is the boss, and you're the final boss, and you're the board of directors. You're on the board of directors, making you my literal boss. And Cody said, I'm the champion. I'm their champion, but I'm also your champion. And then Rock reached into his pocket and handed Cody something and said, don't you ever break my heart again. Who knows what he handed him, though?
Yeah,
that was weird. But
And do we think we'll ever know what that was?
I think. Maybe.
Maybe when The Rock comes back and he'll reference the handoff?
Probably. But, it's the tease to set up the feud. My bet is the Rolex. But he already had a Rolex. Like, Cody got his Rolex from Hunter, the father of Rolex. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, it was a really great segment. Like, awkwardness aside, the crowd was
insane. Were hot for it.
Yeah, and one thing I failed to mention was Rock's like, yeah, I'm going to go for a while. I'm gone. I got things to do, but I'll be back. He's got Moana, a couple versions of it, and an MMA movie to film. He'll be back. So there's that.
Maybe a couple Fast and Furiouses.
I think they're done.
I mean, we always think they're done.
No, I think the last one's been filmed, I think. Yeah, the crowd did sing him goodbye. So.
We got a nice old school Rock trailer trash.
We did. you got all the hits before Dwayne's gone, probably until late fall. I expect them to see him once in a blue moon, maybe. Wherever, yeah. if they're close by and they need him to do something. But I think long term, I think when he comes back, there'll be another long story for him to portray. But that takes us to the main event of the show. It's Drew McIntyre, Jey Uso, Bronson Reed, and Ricochet for a shot at the World Heavyweight Champion, presumably at Backlash in France. Really good main event. Ricochet with the 450 to the outside through the Spanish announce table.
That was wild.
He almost came up short too.
Yeah, he managed to get the upper half of his body on that table.
Yeah,
and he got the table to break. So
it's a win.
If you go with the over under, yeah, he made it work.
He made it work. But Drew McIntyre, who was very pissed off before the match, blamed everybody, including CM Punk, including how stupid the Money in the Bank briefcase was so close to winning this match until CM Punk showed up right at the very end. Cost him the match. Jey Uso, number one contender.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a good main event. I liked that they gave the winner of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal a little bit of a profile.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen after this, but at least they kind of like did something with it.
Yeah. I have a feeling he's going to be pushed for a while.
Yeah, I think. And I mean, he should. He's a good worker. We got some meat slapping. We got some flippy dippies. They put together a nice little main event match.
They did. They really, really did. But yeah, overall, good show.
Yeah, it was a nice way to follow up WrestleMania, even though there weren't any like big surprises.
We got two NXT champions on the show. I mean, that's pretty good.
I think that's good enough. And I mean, they haven't really been doing a whole lot of like big reveals post WrestleMania over the last couple of years anyway, so.
Especially with the draft coming. I think they're kind of saving some stuff.
Yeah.
So, overall, pretty good show. Better in the last couple of years. The night after WrestleMania, it had that fire again.
Yeah.
But that's the post show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks to Casey for filling in for Lindsay, who may be back Thursday for the rack.
Let's hope so, because I'm not available then.
If not, there's no rack. But she's back. We're going to talk WrestleMania Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday, though, for sure, is GM Battles 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, WTR Game Night featuring something. I'm not sure. We'll figure that out. But CBRadio is Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Is that Wild Talk Radio on Twitter? Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button on the post screen. You can use credit card RockStock in the Fortnite item shop. Because hashtag Epic Partner. But Case, you're on the Twitters and the Instagrams and stuff.
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter and Instagram at Kyle Driver. I've got a merch store. The link to that is in the description of those. I don't post a lot. I do a lot of sharing. And yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good. Sharing's good. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And I really like to, I like to give a profile to the independent wrestling scene here in Alberta because I love it.
There you go. But again, thanks for Casey for joining along the ride, but this has been the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com. My father.